you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you. We're glad you're here.
Reading from Psalm 75, verse 1. We give thanks to you, O God. We give thanks, for your name is near. Men tell of your wonderful deeds. O magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Monday, November 8th, 2021. And may I be one of those men telling of your wonderful deeds, O God, for truly you were near to this radio ministry, and hopefully most all of our listeners can testify to your closeness, maybe through the Sunday service, through a life experience, through love extended to them from friends or family members, or just in the unique ways that you spoke peace into their hearts and minds, maybe answered prayer, or the variety of unique ways that help us understand you're a good and wonderful God. Well, listening friends, I have a lot to share on today's edition of Mark and Friends. I'm going solo again from the home studio. I think I've done more solo programs the last month or two than probably in the last few years. I usually have a co-host join me, whether it's Marianne Simpkins, oftentimes on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, or other special guests, or Pastor Jason Schiffo on Friday. But as you know, we've been talking about it for a month or two. We're still working on setting up our new studio and offices at Marketplace Mall in Champaign, as it affords us the opportunity to reach thousands of more people, a high visibility location where we have a lot of ideas and thoughts and ways to reach not only people that work at the mall or shop there, but the community around East Central Illinois. And some of the things we hope to accomplish at Marketplace Mall, we're also hoping to do at our Springfield studio on 600 West Mason Street. So we're excited about how God has both of these great strategic locations furthering his ministry work through Great News Media, which includes Great News Radio and the WLUJ family of stations. So I have three songs lined up for you today. The Servant Song by the Maranatha Men's Choir, I Can Only Imagine by Mercy Me, and Amazing Grace, My Chains Are Gone by Chris Tomlin. And I have reasons for picking out these three favorites. But first, a few shout-outs. Thank you, God, again for the great volunteers that helped us empty out two U-Haul storage units, load it on a truck and a trailer, transport it from Urbana to Champaign to Marketplace Mall, and we kind of had two different shifts from 10 a.m. to about 4 p.m. in the afternoon. Shout-outs to Jim Gunther, Lonnie Medlin, Ross Brown, C.J. Sizemore, Holly Burns. And so we got everything emptied and over to Marketplace Mall. And how God worked it out, the painters finished mid-morning. Then Brad Wu with Steam Master came in and cleaned up all the tiles with the steam cleaner and buffer. When he got done, we had the second shift of people help empty the truck and get everything into our Unit 106. So shout-outs to Pastor Juan and First Lady Kelly Laredo, Eric Steck, Daryl Melling, Alaric Shifley, and again Jim Gunther, Lonnie Medlin, Ross Brown, and Holly Burns worked into the evening with this team. And so most everything is now in our unit, and we're starting to arrange the furniture and get things set up. And over the next 2 or 3 weeks, hopefully we'll get our studio set up and another countertop put in, get the cabinets and a kitchen countertop and sink all installed, and we'll be able to accomplish a lot of things at our new location. So we're excited about that. But yeah, the painters got done, our friends at Morrison Home Improvement, then the tiles were cleaned by Brad, and then the volunteers got everything in Friday night. So, wow. And I should point out, on Thursday when we had the Ministry Leaders Network luncheon, it was the first activity we had, and we didn't have anything set up other than tables, chairs, and serve Portillo's. One of those members knew that we were raising funds for the cost for this new studio setup, because we had to paint, electrical, some remodeling work, the cost to move things over, and then to build and set up a new studio and such. It was basically $19,900 is what we needed. And I believe on Friday's program with Bill Allison, I mentioned we still needed $7,850. Well, we received a donation for $2,500, And so now we're down to just needing $5,350, and we'll have everything paid for with this new remodeling studio set up at Marketplace Mall. And so we thank God for all the generosity that's come in so far, and be a part of this new expansion by helping us with the remaining $5,350. And you can send your donation earmarked as Expansion or Marketplace Mall to Great News Media, P.O. Box 550, Fisher, Illinois 61843. Well, in light of all these great servants that helped pull it all together this past weekend, here's the servant song by Maranatha Men's Choir, reminding us all the power in serving others, and yet the importance of also allowing people to serve us. That was the servant song by the Maranatha Men's Choir. And maybe many of you aren't as fortunate as me, because I've had the blessing of having thousands of radio volunteers over these many years assist in so many ways. So I'm kind of used to God always raising up super volunteers to help with our many different endeavors. And so on behalf of the radio ministry, I thank all of you that have volunteered and have that servant's heart. But also let me exhort you to allow others to serve you, because that gives them the pleasure of extending care and compassion and their gifts of help. And so be a recipient of that gift that God uses through others. And it kind of reminds me of Friday's program when we had Bill Allison on from Cadre Missionaries, as he talked about how hospitality and spending time with others and asking them questions and telling them stories is a unique form of discipleship, disciple making. And it can be through those very simple kind of tasks that we can build into other people's lives, and that fragrance of Christ that's hopefully upon us will work its way into their lives. Well, let me tell you a quick little neat story. My wife and daughter Esther went to the Mercy Me concert on Saturday night, and Esther had her friend Taylor, and my wife had a friend join her. And sweet 12-year-old Taylor, as they were singing the song, I Can Only Imagine, and she asked my wife, could she video a little of the song as a memory? And so as Holly panned the stage in the crowd and recorded Taylor briefly singing along with the song, you see this sweet teardrop coming out of her eye as she was just worshiping God and I'm sure thinking about those lyrics. I can only imagine whether I'm going to dance when I see the Lord, stand or kneel down, sing hallelujah, or whether you'll be able to speak it all. And so those of you that were at the Mercy Me concert, I'm sure appreciate and love this song. And so here's Mercy Me, I Can Only Imagine.
I can only imagine what it will be like when I walk by your side. I can only imagine what my eyes will see when your face is before me. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine. I can only imagine. I can only imagine when that day comes and I find myself standing in the sun. I can only imagine when all I would do is forever, forever worship you. I can only imagine, yeah. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall? Forever, forever worship you. I can only imagine.
That's Mercy Me, I Can Only Imagine. And my prayer, my desire, my hope is that most all of you tuned in today can somewhat imagine what it's going to be like as a follower of Jesus when we get to spend all eternity with God in heaven, where there's no more pain or suffering or heartache. And for those of you still on your faith journey trying to understand who Jesus Christ is, maybe have not asked him into your heart yet or recognized him as King of Kings and Lord of Lords, as the Savior of the world, as our personal Savior, where we can confess to him our sins and he can take away all the blemishes, all the things you've done wrong, all the times that you have failed in the past, failed maybe even today, or will fail into the future. As you allow Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior, you can be cleansed of those sins and be assured everlasting life with him. And the song, By Mercy Me, I Can Only Imagine, kind of summarizes what might it be like when we get to see God and Jesus and have that Holy Spirit's presence for all eternity in heaven with us. Well, I began the program reading from Psalm 75, verse 1. We give thanks to you, O God. We give thanks for your name is near. Men tell of all your wonderful deeds. I hope you found that true of today's program through some of the storytelling, the music selections, the God sightings shared, and the fact that God loves you. He really does. And so if you're someone new on your faith journey or haven't even begun that yet, let me give you an 800 number that you can call. It's a free call, and you can talk to some great folks about what it means to follow Jesus. Is the Bible true? Can I trust in God? Maybe you would say, I don't even know if God exists. Or maybe you just need prayer or to have some of your questions answered about what it means to be a Christian or a follower of Jesus. You can call 1-888-NEED-HIM. That's 1-888-NEED-HIM, and they'll be happy to talk with you and answer any of your questions. Also, if you'd like to write or contact us, our address is Great News Media, P.O. Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. That's Great News Media, P.O. Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. We love receiving your mail, and we're 100% listener-supported. So your donation of any size helps us continue to lift up Jesus and encourage all in their faith journey. So we'd love to hear from you. As you may know, our threefold goals are simple: to educate, edify, and evangelize all who listen, attend our events, or interact with us in a variety of ways. So thanks for your support. It's greatly appreciated. You can also contact us at 217-367-7777. That's 217-367-7777. Well, tomorrow on Testimony Tuesday, Stan Reisinger will be in the studio. He's the Central Illinois Area Director of Man in the Mirror Ministries. So I'll get him to share some of his faith journey and testimony, along with what he does to help men's ministries flourish in area churches. So that's Testimony Tuesday tomorrow with Stan Reisinger, as I hope you can tune in. Well, close out with Amazing Grace, My Chains Are Gone by Chris Tomlin. May you recognize God's grace in your life today and celebrate what an awesome God he is. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you. And have a great day and night.
The sun forbear to shine.